What's that? It's a beautiful day out there. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and I'm feeling real good. Okay, I'm bringing this to you today with some serious delight in my heart. I had the most peculiar day yesterday teaching one of my classes. Would you believe I forgot some fundamentals that I live and die by? One of my golden rules. I've said this before to you and I'll say it again. Everything in life has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Do you know, yesterday I was teaching some of my kids age ranging between 3 and 7, and I forgot those fundamentals. I just didn't implement them. I cannot believe that I didn't do this, and it was a friend that pointed something out to me. Let me tell you how this went. I was teaching a class yesterday, and we started off doing some basic techniques. We're in the lines and we're doing some basic techniques, warming up like you warm the kids up, warm up the fingers, warm up the feet and so on, and go through the body from there on. And after that, I like to continue the warm up with a game. So we played this game, and then after the game, I wanted them to get in the lines and go through a few of the basic techniques that I get the kids to go through. Because, you know, they go for grading, examination, and they've got to show their skills to myself and the other instructors and their parents and so forth. And so we have to go through these basic techniques in order for them to get the muscle memory. We want to get the muscle memory going on these techniques. So the body doesn't need to think about it. The body just would react. The mind doesn't need to think. The body just reacts. Because of doing it so many times, the body would just react. Anyway, we've finished this game and I've brought them back into the line to do some drill, some basic techniques. And would those kids stay still? They couldn't even stand in a stance for a second. I got it back. I was able to retrieve it. But man, that was hard work. Later on, I saw a friend, and she's a school teacher. And I told her my story. And she said to me, well, Noel, when you were giving them the game and you brought them back to do the basic techniques, did you not have anything in between? And I said, what do you mean anything in between? And she said, well, you got to calm them down a bit. If you want to get them to do the mental concentration focus control work, then you got to calm them down a little. I said, well, no. And then I had a thought. The penny dropped. Yeah, I didn't do a middle. As I said, beginning, middle, end. So here's the thing. I took these boys and girls in the class. They started off doing a warm-up. Then they played a game. And then I wanted them to come back to do some concentration work. It's too much. They've got their head full of this fast, fast play, happy, jumping, laughing, running, rolling. I'm asking to bring them right back to do this concentration focus stuff. It ain't going to work. How stupid of me. It ain't going to work. Beginning, middle, and end. I had to calm them down. Calm them down. So what I said to this friend of mine is that, yeah, you've got it. What I should have done is after I've done the warm-up and we've done the exciting stuff, I should have brought them back to stretch them out. That would have been a prime time to stretch them out, to get the calmness down again. All that excitement gets lowered bit by bit. And then when I get them back on their feet, the mind is ready for concentration. Beginning, middle, and end. And my life revolves around that. Always remember that. You got to have a beginning, you got to have a middle, you got to have a end. Now, I used to do track and field, athletics. My major events were 100, 200, and long jump. 100 and 200 means 100 meters, 200 meters, and long jump. You find a lot of people tend to do those three together because they all rely on a lot of speed and power. My favorite out of all of them, though, was the 200. When I'm talking to my fellow athletic friends, that used to run, do track and field with me, they cannot understand how I can choose a 200 over the 100, because the 100 is just a dash. It's an amazing event. 100 is an amazing event, but the 200, man, it's that bend. When I used to hit that bend and lean over and you take the bend, you feel like a motorbike hitting that corner and dipping down as low as you can. Your hands are pumping backwards and forwards. Your heel lift is good. And you're pushing your head backwards and forwards to generate more speed. And then you come to the straight and you could see the tape in front. You look to your left, no one there. You look to your right, no one there. You may get a couple of people creeping up on your outside, or maybe your inside. And that inspires you to kick a little harder. Amazing. You hit that tape first and you feel ecstatic. You feel on top of the world. You feel like a new man. You like you've just been born. So good. Beginning, middle, and end. Martin Luther King, head of the civil rights movement back in the 60s, he did a lot of good things for, I wouldn't just say black folks, but for folks in general, and not just in the US. His movement impacted throughout the world, but it came with great cost. There were a lot of blood being shed, a lot of lives lost, but all in all, when he started that movement, he started it with a purpose in mind. And he had to go through a process. And that process was in the middle. He had a beginning. The process was the middle. And all things must come to an end. Tragically, he was assassinated. But the fundamentals still apply. Beginning, middle, and end. He left a legacy. One which I am forever grateful. Because he taught people how to live. He taught people how to behave. And he wasn't just a person looking to free his own kind. He was a man of the world, a man of all people, a man for everybody. He believed in the beginning, middle, and end. It's no secret that I teach workouts. I teach a fitness class called Lofu Fitness. The class is based around the martial arts. I have predominantly women in there, but I have quite a few men as well, and I have the kids joining sometimes. If the kids have parents in there, the parents bring their kids to my class and they work out together. That's all really good to see. But the class is structured in a way that you're going to be familiar with when I tell you what I'm going to tell you. I start my class by teaching the kickboxing, by teaching people how to do the kicks and punches. We have four punches, four kicks, and everything revolves around that. Before I can go on to anything else, I teach them how to do the kicks. I do this because I do what I call basic punching and basic kicking moves. And once they've got that, then I go on to the middle, which I call the grunt work, where we grind it out. Like you'd be doing a kick and you'll do that kick repetitively. Say it's a roundhouse kick, you'll kick out to the side, tap down, kick out to the side, tap down. So it's one, two, three, and so on. And you do that with the punches as well. So you put the left leg in front and you're doing a cross punch with your right hand and you're pushing and pulling like you're using a saw or you're cutting bread. And that's the grunt work. That's what's going to lean you up. It's going to make you tone, make you feel good. And once you've done all that, then we end on the fun. And the fun is the choreography. So you've done the learning, the grunt, now you do the choreography. You put all that in a big pot, like you've got a whole ingredients to make some beautiful concoction. Hey, you just put it all in a pot, stir it up, and see what happens. When it comes out just beautiful. When you see everybody moving in harmony, left, right, forward, back, doing some beautiful choreography, kicking and punching, it's like music. In fact, it is music, because we have music in the class, music sounds real good. So there we have it. You start off by learning the techniques. Whether you know them or not, you're still learning them because you just want to get better, right? That's what it's about. You learn the kick, you learn the punch. Second stage, middle. You go through the grunt work. You just hammer it out, beat it out, one after the other. Boom, 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 boom. And then the end. Beautiful choreography. Flowing, forward, backward. to and fro, and to wind down to a smooth nothingness, and it blends away all quiet and calm, peaceful, tranquility, blend all away, beginning, middle, and end. Just like that. Hey, you fallen asleep? Wake the heck up. Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, it's so good. So listen up. Let's get back to stuff. So when you take your children out to the park or wherever, just remember the end result, right? You get up in the morning or you go out, you leave, you get in the car, you travel there, you go to the park and you go home. There is always three stages to this. Always divided into three and can't go wrong. Yeah. So I like to, before we wind it up here, I like to thank you all for tuning into this podcast. Do you know something? Let me tell you something that's dear to my heart. You are extremely powerful. Yeah, you listening to this, you are an incredibly powerful person. Just for listening to this podcast. Yeah. Believe it or not, just for listening, just for tuning in, because you came here. You came here. All those thousands or billions of people out there, and you came into this space. That's meaningful. That's deep. Because we're going to take you on a journey over the weeks, months, years to come. And this is just the beginning. Thank you for tuning in to the Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast, now, the past, and for the present. So just to finish off and recap on what I'm talking about today is that you have to live your life and live your children's life. Well, you can't live your children's life, but you've got to live your life and the life that you live in, bringing your children along with you, with that philosophy. Keep that in mind, that the world revolves around the three stages. Don't be like a soap opera. We have a few here in the UK. EastEnders, Coronation Street, Emmerdale. I'm sure there's more, but they're the most popular ones that I know of. They had a beginning all right, because they started somewhere, but they sure as heck ain't got no middle, and I cannot see an end in sight. That's why I don't watch that foolishness. It just goes round and round like a loop. And that would drive you mad. Don't end up crazy. You and your children live by the golden rule that I have. Beginning, middle, and end. That's how life works. I love speaking to you. I love bringing you these podcasts. Remember, you are in a powerful place right now. My name is Noel Michael Smith, and I'm going to catch you next time. Right on. Bye-bye.